Lesson 80, Anju and the Stream. Anju loved the merry little stream, rippling and flowing like a blue-green dream. Fish leapt and danced in its waters clear. To fish for fish came birds from far and near. Every day Anju walked this way from school, in April's heat and October's cool. Sometimes wide, sometimes lean, her dear stream always ran sparkling clean. But one hot summer, the stream fell sick, weaker and thinner, while weeds grew thick. Where clear waters once flowed, refreshing to drink, were smelly puddles and pools dark as ink. When Anju came by, everything was wrong. Not a squirrel's chatter, not even a bird's song. Her stream had vanished, the fish were gone. Only an old crow sat around, her face forlorn. "What's happened, dear stream?" Anju cried. "Why does it stink? Why is it all dried?" The crow looked at Anju, scratched her beak, coughed twice and began to speak. "Alas, there's a new factory upstream. It belches black smoke and dirty steam. It came in your summer holidays and now it refuses to go away. Each day the factory workers toil, making soap and shampoo from vegetable oil. The factory gulps down steam's waters cool and throws out filth. Oh, isn't that cruel? But if dirtying clear stream is a shame, you village folk must share the blame. You pump away stream's water for your use, but your drains bring back loads of refuse. That's why poor stream has shriveled and shrunk. That's why its waters can no longer be drunk. That's why the fish no longer swim here. That's why the birds fled. Help, Anju dear." Anju ran home and told the sad tale to all the villagers, who turned quite pale. "Our stream's dirty," cried the elders. "Going dry? Oh my! We must save it. We really must try. Soap won't clean up stream's water. Shampoo will not bring its fish back. There's only one thing to do. Ah, yes, we must ask the factory to clean up this mess." The villagers marched up to the factory, met the owner and cried, "Shame on you! It's so sad that our dear stream's waters blue are dirtied by you for soap and shampoo." The factory owner's face turned small and sad. "I'm sorry," he sobbed. "I feel very bad. I'll return, dear stream, to its merry clean state. I promise I'll do it at an early date." "We'll help you," replied the elders. "For in fact, we villagers too need to clean up our act. Many villagers work here, your wages are fair. So we too have a role in this affair. We need soap and shampoo, that's for sure. But we must make sure our stream stays pure. So let's put together all our brains and find ways to clean up our awful drains." So the factory owner cleaned up his act. He was really a nice man. The villagers too worked hard to make sure that their waste didn't make stream's water impure. Together they worked out a nice new scheme to manage with less water from the stream. They saved water and reused it where they could, and that did dear stream a lot of good. And because they all did what they said they would do, dear stream flows as before, smiling, sparkling blue. Its fish dart about, the birds sing clear and true. It's nature's way of saying, thank you, Anju.